sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
from just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 6th of August, 2011. And if you've ever doubted that we have a criminal government today, certainly the events of the past couple of weeks, and especially the events of this past week, should put to rest any doubt whatsoever to anybody that's paying attention. They passed the debt bill. Most of you, I'm sure, if you have, unless you've been living under a rock for the past week, you know that. They were saying last week that it was very doubtful it was going to pass. Obama was saying he was going to veto the bill as it currently stood. And, of course, Obama being the spineless scumbag that he really is, didn't veto the bill. Of course, he's in the pocket of the bankers, just like the rest of Congress. And many of the Tea Partiers who were sent to Washington to curtail debt, to rein in the out-of-control, unbelievable spending that's going on there, spending your children and grandchildren and probably several generations to come, their future productivity, making them basically debt slaves. They were sent there to curtail all that and went against what their constituency said. They said, we've been listening to our leadership, and our leadership is saying, no, you were sent there to listen to the American people. You were sent there to listen to the will of your constituency. But, of course, you know, somehow, something, you know, the question I have today, as I've been listening to all this and watching all of this transpire and unfold, is can anybody, is it possible that anybody can be sent to Washington and not become corrupted? So they passed the debt bill, and the very next day, by that next day, congressional and White House spending, the federal government spending, they shot up $238 billion and reached 100% of the gross domestic product of this country. So the very, it was like unplugging, is basically like busting a dam, okay? The flood of spending. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. We also are going to address something we didn't get to last week because we ran out of time before the guest that we brought up came up. But this concept of a super Congress, which they have now done, very unconstitutional, but they're doing it anyway, just like everything else that's unconstitutional. So we're going to talk about that some. We also have a wilderness bill that we'll address. Hopefully we'll have time to get to that. And more criminality along the border, ladies and gentlemen. With now it's come out, the United States federal government has allowed tons of cocaine to come into this country, even as they're arming the drug cartel. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll try to give it slowly because some people complain, you give that number out way too fast. So 800-313-9443. 9443. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking about how they raised the debt ceiling now last Tuesday, and by Wednesday, GDP, spending topped 100% of the gross domestic product of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I'm kind of laughing here because you almost have to laugh as you watch all this stuff unfold to keep from going nuts, wondering what the ramifications of this are going to be in the future for us and our children and our children's children down the line. For those of us who have offspring, who have children, who are concerned about the direction of this country, certainly there is no question that the type of taxes and things that are going to be implemented at some point in the future are unavoidable. I mean, and certainly the whole thing could be written off. I guess Ron Paul has introduced a bill now in Congress to write off the debt to the bankers, something to that effect. I haven't bothered to look at it because, quite frankly, it's not going to go anywhere. And he knows that. Frankly, he knows that, folks. Ron Paul is running for president. And Ron Paul is making Ron Paul look good. I mean, that's what that bill's about. You know, and I'm not going to beat up too much on Ron Paul, except to say that this has been the way it's always been with Ron Paul. He introduces a lot of very good bills, which he knows when he introduces them are not going to go anywhere. And I could be very much in Ron Paul's corner, except for his votes on trade with communist China. So I'm not a Ron Paul supporter, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I've documented those bills up on the website at governamerica.com. You can go into the old site section, and I think they're on that main page. The fact that in all those bills, a summary of what they do in, are on the Project Vote Smart website. You have to actually read what the bills would do because the titles are misleading. But anyway, I don't want to get too far into that. Maybe we'll cover that and revisit that later. We've talked about it in extensive detail in the past. The point of the matter is the debt isn't going anywhere. And I've heard conversations from people who try to opt out. They say, well, this isn't our debt. This isn't my debt. I'm not a part of this corporate government. You know, you get the common law folks out there that make these statements, and it, you know, maybe in principle, they're right. You know, a lot of people are trying to opt out, trying to not participate in the corporate government. The point that I always make when it comes to that is you may be thinking, you may argue that you're not a part of this whole thing. The government, and they've got bigger guns than you do, the government says you are. And a number of people have tried to opt out by not paying income taxes, for instance. And they sit in prison today. So you can choose to try to disconnect, I guess, from the current debate, to try to not engage in the current debate. The bottom line is it will affect you. It already is affecting you, and it will continue to affect you because there's no place to hide. I've even considered, I'm going to be quite honest with you people, I've even considered leaving this country. Certainly, it is a very grave concern to me, this incredible debt that's been made, this incredible police state that's being woven all around us with the fusion centers, gathering intelligence on the population, all of the militarization that's going on with our police departments by design, Homeland Security apparatus spying on everything that you do. It's very disconcerting watching America morph into something that's completely the antithesis of what we believed our founding fathers begat, I guess, with the, you know, help and grace of God. Okay, and a lot of that, apparently, as it turns out, was BS too. We'll talk about that later on with Roger Mundy, who's coming on in the second hour. Point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, there's no place to hide. There's no place to go. This that's being built is a worldwide control grid. Everything that's being done is being done worldwide. It's a new world order, which is a hashing. It's an age-old plan. They're calling it a new world order. It's a grand idea. But it's not a grand idea. It's something that they've been planning for generations. And they're only now starting to realize their age-old dream. But anyway, AFP is reporting, or reported a few days ago, U.S. debt shot up $238 billion to reach 100% of gross domestic product after the government's debt ceiling was lifted, Treasury figures showed Wednesday. Treasury borrowing jumped Tuesday. The data showed immediately after Obama, I can't bring myself to call him a president, he signed it into law, an increase in the debt ceiling as the country's spending commitments reached a breaking point and it threatened to default on its debt. Incidentally, by the way, S&P just downgraded the United States credit rating last night. CNN Money says credit rating agency Standard & Poor's on Friday downgraded the credit rating of the United States, stripping the world's largest economy of its prize, AAA status. So what this means, ladies and gentlemen, is that interest rates now on all the debt that we owe and future, well, interest rates, they're going to go sky high. It's going to get more and more costly to maintain everything that we already currently owe and the stuff that we're going to have, because they're not going to quit borrowing until they absolutely cannot. And there's already provisions being made to cut, quote-unquote, entitlements to the American people. Okay? So, in other words, austerity measures by this super Congress are going to be put into place automatically if they don't cut $1.5 trillion, which is really a very measly drop in the bucket as to what really needs to be cut anyway. But Washington Post reported, U.S. eats up most of debt limit in one day. One day. A $239 billion spike uses up 60% of funding okayed on Tuesday. So that, you know, everything was being built up like, hey, the world's going to end if we don't do this. Everything is going to come crashing down. Soldiers overseas aren't going to get paid. The old folks aren't going to receive their Social Security checks. The world is going to come to a screeching halt if we don't boost this debt ceiling. And so they boosted the debt ceiling, and Congress eats up most of it in a single day. Think about that. How out of control is this government? And so, presumably, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be back with their handout again. U.S. debt shot up $239 billion on Tuesday, the largest one-day bump in history, as the government flexed the new borrowing room it earned. It earned? What has the government earned? It never earned anything. But that's what it says it earned in this week's debt limit increase deal. The debt subject to the statutory limit shot way past the old cap of $14.294 trillion to hit $14.532 trillion on Tuesday, according to the latest Treasury Department figures, which are released on the next business day. Now, they say that increase puts the government already remarkably close to the new debt limit of $14.694 trillion, which means one day's new borrowing ate up 60% of the $400 trillion in space Congress granted the president this week. And the beat goes on. And meanwhile, the stock market tanks. I think it tanked 500 points in the first day. And it's just been tanking all week. And I don't normally spend too much time on the stock market because, quite frankly, it's notoriously fickle. And it's being tampered with the plunge protection team, President's Working Group on Financial Markets. But apparently they can only do so much because people, investors, I guess, are getting wise to the fact that, you know, we're headed for some tough economic times. And who knows, it may bounce back. But regardless, this is the current situation, the current state of things. Moving along here, in the interest of time, we have the criminality going on with the banksters with regard to the foreclosing, the housing market crisis. We have, I think we've talked about this on the program in the past, the fact that now banks are choosing to bulldoze foreclosed properties in order to artificially prop up the housing market. They're trying to get some of the houses that have been foreclosed on off the market so that they can create an artificial shortage of housing to force prices up. This smacks really of desperation, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Reuters report states negotiating immunity for banks over foreclosure. State attorneys general are negotiating to give major banks wide immunity over irregularities in handling foreclosures, even as evidence has emerged that banks are continuing to file questionable documents. A coalition of all 50 states' attorney general has been negotiating settlements with five of the biggest U.S. banks, they're the usual criminals, people, that would include payments of up to $25 billion in penalties and commitments to follow new rules. In exchange, the banks would get immunity from civil lawsuits by the state, as well as similar guarantees by the Justice Department and Department of Housing and Urban Development, which have participated in the talks. So the question is, where has the money changed hands? You know, because you know people are being paid off so that they can get this immunity. We also have information about how Bank of America, you remember the MERS database? Well, they just signed an agreement with the Housing and Urban Development of the federal government over mortgage abuse. Stay with us. We'll talk about that when we return.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, we were talking about the fact that the bankers now have been negotiating with the attorneys general of all 50 states, and they have come up with some sort of immunity deal, which basically gives the bankers off the hook. And so my question is, who paid off whom? And obviously the bankers are funneling money. There's something in it for the attorneys general. And here's a state solution, ladies and gentlemen. The people of every state need to really put the pressure on your state attorney general and demand that these bankers be brought to justice. I mean, this is the only thing that's really going to work. In the meantime, we have the Bank of America from AmericanBanker.com. Bank of America signs Housing and Urban Development Pact over mortgage abuse. They say the Department of Housing and Urban Development has reached a settlement with Bank of America that releases the company from liability. Did you hear that? That releases the company from liability for failing to provide adequate alternatives to foreclosure on 57,000 delinquent government-insured mortgages. The agreement, a draft of which was obtained by American Banker, was previously undisclosed. It has been forged on a separate but parallel track from continuing settlement talks between Bank of America, state attorneys general, and other regulators over alleged mortgage origination and servicing failures. Bank of America's pact with Housing and Urban Development requires it to waive a minimum of $10 million in unpaid mortgage payments and vet each of the 57,000 delinquent borrowers for a possible loan modification, short sale, or other foreclosure alternative. So this is just a $10 million slap on the wrist, as Janan, our friend and partner there in Texas, has called it. It's just a slap on the wrist for these mortgage bankster gangsters, and they're going to continue on with their criminality. In the meantime, we have the mortgage electronic registration system that continues to go on, and they're continuing to file and do this robo-signing and stuff that they were doing before, providing inadequate paperwork. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We have a caller right now, Lynn in New York. And by the way, if you'd like to join in the show, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Lynn, good morning.
Thank you. Something that I learned yesterday about the nuclear disaster in Japan is that there was a restaurant located very near to where the disaster occurred. This is a restaurant that is normally open 365 days a year, which just so happened to be closed on, it didn't open the day of the nuclear disaster. Now, the manager of this restaurant was an individual named LVC Preslamoto.
Okay.
And the restaurant happened to be a Burger King restaurant. And if you look at the name, LVC Preslamoto, to me, sounds very similar to a certain individual who most Americans would recognize by the name, who has been cited at a number of Burger King restaurants. And another thing that people don't seem to know is that Colonel Tom Parker had very close connections to the Vatican, and in fact, at one time in his life, was a Jesuit priest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the connection. LVC Preslamoto, to me, sounds very similar to Elvis Presley.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think the significance of the Burger King restaurant not opening on the day of the nuclear disaster? What does that mean to you?
It means to me that the owner and manager of that restaurant did not want to be there on that day, and that he had foreknowledge that the disaster was going to occur.
Here's the thing about this. I would like to, it'd be interesting to get some documentation from you on that, number one. And number two, there was a tsunami that took place, which flooded things out over there. So the question is, I mean, there could have been other reasons for that restaurant not opening. But listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Number one, we weren't talking about Fukushima. And number two, I don't know what to believe about that. Because on the one hand, I know that Agenda 21 is a depopulation agenda. And certainly the radiation that's flooding, that's coming over on our West Coast, being carried by the jet stream, certainly that would serve to depopulate the Northern Hemisphere. However, the elitists have to breathe the same air as we do. So, you know, I've kind of went back and forth as to whether or not they would deliberately pull something like that off. Anyway, I got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of Micro Plant Powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We track the news throughout the week. And the email address, if you'd like to send me a message, I keep it open during the program, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Going back to the phones, we have Janan in Texas. Janan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I wanted to comment about our credit rating being downgraded. There's a guy named Charlie McGrath who does short videos every week. It's called Wide Awake News. And he made a real good point on his most recent video. He's saying that our quote-unquote representatives in Washington, D.C. are kind of using the Standard & Poor's downgrading as something that they can hide behind. When the crash takes place, they can point their fingers at the downgrading of our credit rating, over which they had no control.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really good point.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to remember that Standard & Poor's and Fitch and Moody's and the credit rating agencies, they need to be investigated. They are criminal, too.
The only problem is there's nobody to investigate them.
I know. There's nobody.
Because Congress can't be relied upon.
Everything's in total meltdown. But, I mean, they are the ones that rubber stamped all and gave a high rating for these derivatives and mortgage-backed securities and other exotic investment instruments. But they did it for Wall Street. They're working for Wall Street, the banksters.
Yeah.
And So now, I guess we can say the banksters are putting on this play for us that, you know, the U.S.'s credit rating is downgraded, and this is an out. This is something that our politicians can hide behind when, you know, everything goes down. They can get on the TV and say, we had no control over this. You know, nothing we did or didn't do.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
I just wanted to point that out, and that's all I have for you, and have a great show. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all your help. Ladies and gentlemen, she posts a lot of the stuff on the website as well. She finds stuff, and when she finds articles and stuff that she thinks is important, she just goes ahead and puts it up there. So I appreciate your help there, Janan, and your love and dedication to our country.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. All right, folks. You know, the words of Thomas Jefferson keep coming to mind here, because what we're dealing with here is the end result of banksters that are in complete control. None of this would have ever been possible had the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 not been passed and signed into law by Woodrow Wilson. Thomas Jefferson said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until the children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And we're living that today. We're living it today. America will cease to exist as a nation because our government and the people at the time and throughout the years, throughout the generations, allowed this government to get away with handing over control of every aspect of government to these international bankers. And now we are living that the end result of having bankers control everything, and to the point where this cancer has spread and taken hold, and now there's no way around it. You know, I talk to people all the time about these issues, and I've alienated friends. I've alienated family members. Because you can only hold it in for so long. When you're seeing everything that you see going on in society today, you can't talk about news, you can't talk about current events without coming back to the root of the problem. And this is the root of the problem. It's all the New World Order. And you see it in everything, to the point where you can't discuss anything with anybody unless you just talk trivial events, you know, sports, the weather. Even the weather is hard to talk about, because when you know it's controlled, when you know it's manipulated. But this is the problem. You can only live inside your head for so long, and then you get to a point where you have to, you feel like you're about to explode. You have to talk to people about it. You have to address the situation. And people just don't want to hear it. They want to continue living their lives in their little cocoon of ignorance, their little womb of safety, where they don't have to deal with reality. In the meantime, the reality is creeping in closer and closer all the time. How many people are unemployed in this country? Well, we got that's a question. There's a loaded question when we have the Department of Labor Statistics lying about the number. This is kind of an interesting little thing here that we have going on, because Bloomberg last week reported that jobless claims fell by 24,000 to 398,000 in the week ended July 23rd. Okay? So they were saying that for the first time in, I think, like 16 or 17 weeks, something like that, the jobless claims fell below 400,000 people. We're talking about initial filers for unemployment benefits. For the first time, supposedly, in the week ending July 23rd, fell to 398,000. And the media, of course, jumps all over this and says, hey, look at this. Isn't this great? We're in the middle of a recovery. What a wonderful thing. And now we find out, ladies and gentlemen, that wasn't even true. Okay, it was a bogus number. The Associated Press then came out with with a report just a couple of days ago, August 4th, AP. Unemployment aid applications ticked down to 400,000. Says the number of people seeking unemployment benefits dipped last week, a sign the job market may be improving slowly. Okay, every week the job market is improving. And yet every week we get worse and worse, higher and higher numbers. Now, how does this happen, ladies and gentlemen? This, by the way, is why the networks and the newspapers are all losing circulation. They're all losing ratings because they lie every single day to the people. But they say weekly applications for unemployment benefits edged down 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 400,000, the Labor Department said Thursday. That's the lowest level in 4 months. Oh, boy. Now listen to the next statement they say. The previous week's figure was revised upward from 398,000 to 401,000. So apparently we weren't below 400,000 for the first time in 16 weeks. So now we're 17 or 18 weeks above 400,000 new initial filers for unemployment. Now how can this keep going? We're going to have everybody in the whole country, except for those working for the government, unemployed. But the point is, they're lying. They're lying about being in a recovery. They're lying about being even in a recession. We're not in a recession. Unemployment is close to 25%. We're getting very close if you consider the real number for unemployment. Topped out at 25, right around 25% during the Great Depression. And right now, we are almost there if we're not there. But they don't report that. They report U3, which leaves a whole lot of things out of the official number. Okay, I think I addressed that as well as I wanted to. Moving along here, I was talking earlier about the Super Congress, and I don't want to spend too much time on this either. But Congress, one of the things I was going to talk about last week that I didn't get to was they were talking about creating a new legislative body called a Super Congress. And apparently they've done this now with this debt legislation that was just passed. But one of the things that Huffington Post reported on this a couple of weeks ago, they said debt ceiling negotiators think they've hit on a solution to address the debt ceiling impasse and the public's unwillingness to let go of benefits such as Medicare or Social Security that have been earned over a lifetime of work. That solution, create a new Congress. This super Congress, quote-unquote, composed of members of both chambers and both parties, isn't mentioned anywhere in the Constitution, but it would be granted extraordinary new powers. Under a plan put forth by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his counterpart Majority Leader Harry Reid, legislation to lift the debt ceiling would be accompanied by the creation of a 12-member panel made up of 12 lawmakers, 6 from each chamber, and 6 from each party. Now, my understanding of this would be that would be the minority leader and majority leader of both parties, both houses of Congress, that would be picking 3 each. And, of course, with Obama, you have 13. So there you have the symbolism again. Once again, the Luciferian symbolism of 13. But anyway, they say legislation approved by the Super Congress, which some on Capitol Hill are calling super committee, would be fast-tracked through both chambers, where it couldn't be amended by simple regular lawmakers who'd have the ability only to cast an up or down vote. With the weight of both leaderships behind it, a product originated by the Super Congress would have a strong chance of moving through the little Congress and quickly becoming law. A Super Congress would be less accountable than the system that exists today, and would find it easier to strip the public of popular benefits. Negotiators are currently considering cutting the mortgage deduction and tax credits for retirement savings, for instance, extremely popular policies that would be difficult to slice up using the traditional legislative process. House Speaker John Boehner has approved a super Congress, has made a super Congress a central part of his last-minute proposal. Multiple news reports and people familiar with his plan say. A picture of Boehner's proposal began to come into focus Saturday evening. the debt ceiling would be raised for a short period and coupled with an equal dollar figure of cuts, somewhere in the vicinity of $1 trillion over 10 years. Now, I got an email from a person, Sanford Aronoff, who talks about how this this compromise, where we're supposedly going to get these cuts in spending, never really, he says, history proves otherwise. It never materializes. In fact, this Dr. Sanford Aronoff wrote a book called Rational Thinking, Government Policies, Science, and Living, Teaching and Helping Students Think and Do Better. But their words are that history proves otherwise. President Reagan agreed to a deficit reduction deal in 1983 where there would be $3 in spending cuts for, in exchange for every dollar in higher taxes. And we got the taxes but never got the spending cuts. The Graham-Rudman Law is another example in 1986 that was supposed to automatically cut spending to reduce deficits, but it was weakened and ultimately repealed by weak-kneed legislators. President George Herbert Walker Bush, I think most of you folks remember his No New Taxes speech. In 1990, he agreed to a quote-unquote deficit reduction deal, including a federal income tax increase, and consequently he lost his re-election 2 years later, but that doesn't really matter. Because who replaced him? another tax and spend Democrat. House Speaker Newt Gingrich is another one. Ultimately, he folded in the 1995 budget showdown, and his 1998 budget deal with President Clinton kept Clinton funding priorities intact for the end of his, it would mark the end of his speakership. So they make a lot of these promises, and. Well, the only thing I can say to that is if you want to know if a politician is lying, just look at their lips. If they're moving, you better believe they're lying. So this debt ceiling thing. All right, moving along here, another one from Huffington Post. They talk about Congress getting more powers, more superpowers in debt deal. In order to shore up GOP support for a deal to raise the debt ceiling, Senate Democrats are exploring ways of giving the proposed super Congress even greater superpowers, according to multiple news reports and congressional aides with knowledge of the plan. Under the new proposal, if the new legislative body, the new legislative body made up of 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans from both chambers doesn't come up with a bill that cuts at least $1.5 trillion by Thanksgiving, guess what, folks? Entitlement programs will automatically be slashed. And there you have it. They've already made up the plan. And make no mistake about it, this is a default. They may not call it a default, but the fact of the matter is, if they're not paying you folks what you are entitled to be paid, and make no mistake, I'm not in favor of people getting government checks, but when you paid into Social Security your entire life, you're entitled to have a check for Social Security. That's not their money. It's your money. And you are entitled to receive it, and you deserve to have every single penny you have coming to you. So if you don't get every single penny, and, you know, the fact that they're inflating the money supply, devaluing your currency, actually, China had a good point. And I'm no friend of communist China, believe me. However, they said they made the argument that the United States is actually already defaulting on its debt internationally because they keep printing more money. All this quantitative easing that's going on is devaluing the currency, flooding the market with liquidity, and consequently cheating every single person who holds those dollars out of substance. And, you know, they're absolutely right about that. But they've already made the plans. The plans are already in place to default on the American people. And so we're going to have people, ladies and gentlemen, go hungry. We're going to have, you know, and we've already have certain lobbyists now that are targeting this super committee for lobbying, you know, different legislation that they would like to have passed. There are people who are talking about gun control bills. Because this new legislative body, quote-unquote, this super Congress, can fast track any bill. It doesn't just have to be a debt-related bill. So there are people, make no mistake, the gun lobby is going to be there. They're going to be shoving things through this way. And I guess we're supposed to feel good that the fact that this is a bipartisan body. Isn't it great that both Republicans and Democrats are represented here? That provides us some sort of protection, I guess, right? Folks, we have one party in Congress, and that's the criminal party, the party of criminals. Certainly it is the district of criminals. All right, we got another break, and I see there's calls piling up. We'll get to some of them on the other side. Stay with us. Govern America continues here in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, once again, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up, if all goes as planned, Roger Mundy. Roger had a group called the Kansas 10th Amendment Society for many years, and they accomplished a lot of really great things. And we're going to talk about some of those accomplishments, but we're going to get into some other areas as well in the way of solutions. What can we do about all these problems that we're always talking about? It all comes back to a simple word called instruction, ladies and gentlemen. And So we're going to explore some of that and some of the other research that Roger's been doing in a few minutes. But in the meantime, let's go back to the phones and let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Calvin. Calvin, good morning.
Yes, Mr. Weeks, you had mentioned a little while ago about the Luciferian number 13, but I didn't quite understand what you were referring to in that connection.
Because, well, okay, here's the thing. Throughout history, we've seen a lot of this symbolism going on with Washington, D.C. In fact, the whole complex of Washington is laid out in a Luciferian pentagram. The Pentagon, if you look at the shape of the Pentagon, it is the center of a pentagram. Washington, the buildings and everything are laid out in the form of a pentagram. The Washington Monument is at its base. The sides of it are 55 and a half feet, which translates to 666 inches. The height of the Washington Monument, if memory serves me correctly, it's 555 and a half feet, which would translate into 66,666. I may have my numbers off a little bit, but if you do a little research, you can find those numbers. We're talking about in inches. So there's a lot of this Masonic or Luciferic symbolism that has been interwoven throughout all of Washington, D.C. A lot of this stuff is also in the dollar bill. You've got the number 13 seems to be very prevalent throughout everything that these people do. And another example of the pentagrams, by the way, I was just in Washington, D.C. just a few weeks ago, and on the grates, they just built this brand-new World War II memorial. And on the drain grates, there are pentagrams. I mean, it's very clear. It's a goat head, a five-pointed star with a circle around it. And so it's very apparent that these people, you know, Lucifer is their god, and that's the point.
Dan, when you say the number 13 is very prevalent in everything they do, I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
I'm saying look at the symbolism.
Well, when you say the number 13 is very prevalent in what everything they do, can you give me an example of how the number 13 is very prevalent in everything they do?
I just did. Hey, listen, I'm out of this hour. I got to go. We'll continue on the other hour, in the next hour, and we'll have Roger Mundy here and also John in Tennessee. You can look at the back of the dollar bill. Look at how many letters are in certain letters. I mean, there's do some research. Put it in a search engine. Take a look at all the stuff that is in Congress, in Washington, D.C., it centers around the number 13. There are countless examples. Maybe we'll get into that more at a later date. But we just don't have time to do it right now. All right, next hour, Govern America continues. Roger Mundy will be coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Gold, ever climbing as the